Tonight on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. After a stellar White Sox game, we welcome on musician Michael McDermott, who will be playing this weekend at the Roscoe Burger Fest. We also welcome Elliot Serrano, and it's Friday, so that means we have our political roundtable of Eric Elk, Ken Jakubowski, and Dave Lundy. And now, live from the WGN Radio Skyline Studio, we are broadcasting live.
What a steamy Friday it is in Chicago. I hope that you're all relaxing and cool somewhere. And, of course, we always hope that you're happy, healthy, and safe. Wherever you are, you're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. We are in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Isn't it beautiful tonight in Chicago?
It certainly is. I don't even mind the mugginess.
I know. It's not too bad. Well, the day was very hot. I love when people post pictures from inside their cars, 100 degrees, 105. You're like, oh, I'm going to stay inside now. Thank you for posting that. I really needed it. It's a great weekend, and you were just talking before we got on the air about all the fests that you've been covering for WGN television.
Yes, yes. Burger Fest this weekend in Roscoe Village. I know we're going to talk about that a little bit. We've done the Mac and Cheese Fest. Taste of Chicago's in full force.
Yeah, I've been staying away from downtown.
You know what, though, Patty? The lineup this year has been really good. They had Brandi Carlile, Flaming Lips. They've had some real good bands that people are saying are really jamming out at the Taste.
And so people are looking for good things to do and to have fun. Of course, Elliot Serrano joins us in studio tonight. What are you doing for the weekend, Elliot?
I'm getting a lot of sleep as I avoid downtown Chicago.
You're gonna hang out with your cat, aren't you?
Hanging out with the cat. Yeah, actually, I have to get him ready for the meow meetup next weekend. So he's getting a haircut. He's not gonna be happy with me.
Wait. What's the
I need to explain to you. Well, meow meetup, but I think we need to explain a couple things to you and to our guest, Michael McDermott. Michael McDermott's in the studio with us, and we're thrilled to welcome you. Thank you so much.
Hello, it's great to be here.
Wonderful to have you. I know it sounds weird when I ask a grown man, are you gonna hang out with your cat this weekend?
No.
It doesn't sound weird?
No pets.
It'll be a Burger Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, Elliot's going to be with his cat this weekend, but Elliot has a famous cat that was, Sinbad belonged to an elderly gentleman who had been unable to take care of himself or his cat, and a utility worker came by and saw this cat, this Persian cat, just matted down with about, how many pounds of...
5 pounds of fur.
Mm-hmm.
Of mange.
It's pretty bad.
It was, and when they cut it off, there was all kinds of stuff in there, and he was emaciated, his legs had atrophied, and Elliot is now the proud papa of Sinbad the Survivor.
He's my little man.
So what is the meow meetup, Elliot?
Oh, it's a cat convention. It's the very first Chicago cat convention. So it'll be next weekend. There is one that happens in Los Angeles called the Cat Con, which apparently is very big.
Okay.
So there's going to be one in Chicago. It'll be next weekend at the Rosemont.
And you bring your cat to this?
Well, I'm bringing my cat. I don't know if people can bring their cats, although there will be cats there.
Got it.
Lil Bub is going to be there.
Michael and I are looking around.
Yeah, I understand, but I'll tell you, people who know celebrity cats are losing it right now. Okay, you've heard of Grumpy Cat, right?
Of course, which you write for, by the way.
Right, I wrote the Grumpy Cat comic for a bit.
Okay.
Lil Bub is like the next level right after Grumpy Cat. So you have Grumpy Cat is up there doing the memes, and Lil Bub is like right below Grumpy Cat as far as fame and all that kind of stuff.
What happened to the old guy?
Which one?
The one that owns Sinbad.
Oh yeah!
He's
like, who cares about him? I don't care about that kid.
It's like he ended up getting cared for. There were things that he needed help with that he ended up getting help with. I try to stay away from that part too, because I don't want to.
It's too dark.
It is kind of dark. It's a little sad, and you know.
Please, Elliot was just telling me on the way here. He just wants to make sure that if something happens to him, his body isn't discovered like weeks later.
Well, that was
weeks
the Sex later. And the City thing. Remember, Miranda was afraid of being eaten by her cat.
That's right. Yes,
and they will do that.
Yeah,
like if you've seen, it's like between cats and spiders that came out on the internet on social media and the internet this past week that it's been proven that spiders could eat every person on the planet.
Oh, that's awful.
We would be eaten by spiders.
I hate spiders.
Or people with cats.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, my God. So. Whatever happened to Toonsis? Wasn't that a big cat, too?
Toonsis, the driving cat? Yeah. They, every once in a while, they'll bring Toonsis back on SNL.
Like, I forgot about Toons as a driving cat.
Remember him
on SNL? Well, there you go.
I think there's the Toonsis doll is at the Museum of Broadcast Communications with the SNL exhibit.
Oh, that makes sense.
I believe Toonsis is there.
That's a cool exhibit. You
Yes, I was gonna say, Michael. Now you're living in Chicago for the summer.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to see the Saturday Night Live exhibit at the Broadcast Museum?
No, I didn't even know about it.
It's very cool.
I bet.
It's a really great setup for it. They have like they have Wayne and Garth's basement setup. You know
That's awesome.
The Jeopardy set. It's very fun. Yeah. Now, where did you grow up, Michael?
Orland Park.
So you grew up in Orland Park. Yes. So both of you are from Orland Park.
Yeah, we have a lot of the same. We had a lot of the same hangouts in high school. We went to rival high schools. He went to Sandberg and I went to Andrew. But we have a lot of the same hangouts too. Like we were, you know, I don't want to say commiserating, but catching up. Like the Bremen Mall. This used to be the dive mall.
Yeah, the $1 movies. But they didn't have air conditioning or heating, so you'd have to wear your winter coat in the theater,
and your feet would stick to the
Yeah, totally.
And we'd hang out at the White Castles.
I
liked
the feet sticking thing. I felt very grounded.
Yeah, and it made a very specific sound too. That was some high grade corn syrup in the soda we drank, isn't there?
Big time.
So, Michael, so you're going to be performing at this Burger Fest tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow at like 5 o'clock, doing a band set there. It's supposed to, I don't know about the weather, but they're talking rain.
Are they? I think during the morning. I heard earlier in the day, so hopefully everything will clear up before you guys start playing. We're going to hear some live music from Michael McDermott, who's in studio. Yeah. You'll be playing some of the music from your latest album tomorrow night.
Yes, I will, for sure.
And that is Out From Under, so we want to talk about that as well.
Yes, great.
Sounds great. We're hanging out with Michael McDermott in the Allstate Skyline Studio. It is the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Elliot Serrano joins us, and we will have our Freak Out Friday panel at some point, but I don't know if we can do it right away. I know. I don't feel like freaking out right now.
I know. We're calm.
I'm too tired to freak out. Yes, there were indictments, and I guess if you have a witch hunt and then you find witches, is it really a witch hunt? I don't know. More after this on 720 WGN. I hit the bottom pretty hard last night. Andrea just reported there wasn't going to be specifically any rain for Burger Fest.
Yes,
so we're
off
all very
the air I said that. No rain for Burger Fest.
But you can't promise that necessarily.
I can't, but I have a really good feeling.
Yeah. 5 to 6:30, it should be clear.
You feel very confident about that.
Absolutely.
Well, we are we're in the Allstate Showcase studio with Michael McDermott, who is performing tomorrow at Burger Fest, but he's playing live for us in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Yes. We appreciate that. Yes. What are you playing for us?
I'm going to play a song from the new record called Knockdown.
Knockdown.
Yes.
Excellent. Here's Michael McDermott.
It's always been like this, man. Nothing's changed since the day I was born. I always felt a little strange. I always did. And I always do. Sometimes I get a little lonely, baby. How about you? I always do. I always did. You better be careful when you're messing with the kid. It ain't no big thing. It's all the same to me. Sometimes a little legal light is all you need. In these hard times, you gotta take a few. I ain't no glass jaw joker, baby, that is true. And you can see the stars better from the underground. I know a thing or two about being knocked down. I said I know a thing or two about being knocked down. Yeah, I lived like a dog and I slept in the street. I had a home in the bushes with the rats at my feet. I've been so strung out in dirty hotel rooms. The girls on the pipe all afternoon. I've been ridden like a horse all night and day. Been turned out and burned out and led astray. But that's the way it is, I'm telling you straight. I got a pocket full of rocket and I'm looking for a heartache. I'm a Skid Row savior, spike for a crown. I know a thing or two about being knocked down. I said I know a thing or two about being knocked down. I said I know a thing or two about being knocked down. I got this old guitar and an Irish hat. Spent 20 years, baby, with a monkey on my back. And that was hard time, and even harder still. If the left one don't get you, then the right one will. I've been hustled and muscled and left for dead. I had my face to a wall and
a gun to my head. Been cheated, defeated, and played for a fool. Everything I ever needed always came from you. I think it's time we order another round. I know a thing or two about being knocked down. I said I know a thing or two about being knocked down. Two days of riding shotgun in a yellow cab. Started talking to a priest right outside a meth lab. I did not say what I was trying to do. I said hell is arbitrary. It's a point of view. I think he got it. I think he understood. I'm pretty sure he knew that I was up to no good. And then I gave him a hug and went right in. Sometimes you find heaven in a place of sin. A hallelujah. A boy, it's never enough. That which doesn't kill you, man, it makes you tough. Well, I'm the toughest thing going, baby, pound for pound. I know a thing or two about being knocked down. I said I know a thing or two about being knocked down. I said I know a thing or two about being knocked. Well, I could hear the voices calling from the corner, man, telling me to stay down. That we had reached the end. I thought, I know it's on this fight. I'll decide when it's still time to make it right. Cause it's your life and you get only one. So you better be aware of what you let it become. And I'm telling you straight, telling you true. Do you choose your life or do you let it choose you? I say I know a thing or two. Hey, I know a thing or two about being knocked down. I said I know a thing or two about being knocked down. I said I know a thing or two about being knocked down.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Michael McDermott, and he's performing at Burger Fest tomorrow night, but we've got him live. And by the way, my producer, I had you on the schedule, and I actually wrote back, and I was like, the?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I mean, like, not the, but the.
The. Yeah, yeah, for the.
Yeah, I think the distinction is important. Absolutely. That was fantastic. And I know that you're very honest about your struggles with addiction for 20 years. Yeah, and that's what you're talking about in this song. Yeah. What was the moment? I mean, were there many moments where you kept trying to straighten it out and it just seemed easier to just go, you know what? I've made it this far. I can just keep doing what I've
Yeah,
the way I've
well,
lived.
I think, like, Annie, you know, at some point, the drugs and the drink become the friend and the companion in the journey, but my wife and you know she at some point she allowed me to stop in a strange way, and I think I was just looking for permission to stop the madness, and finally I did, and that was came in the form of you know, just her, you know, not being able to take it anymore, you know, it pushed everybody to the brink. And
did you have fears too that it would affect your writing and your music because you lived
getting sober? Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, but it's, you know, and it's just a thing. You know, everybody thinks that, and even my fan base was like, "Geez, what's he going to write about?"
Oh no.
You know, but it's yeah, it's a reality that you think about, but really it's I don't regret a lot of things. I do regret the work suffering. I think, you know, just the clarity of it all. And yeah, so that's the only thing. But I wouldn't trade any day of sobriety for all the wildness of it all.
I know? Love the passion that you put in everything too. I saw you do the national anthem at Wrigley years ago, and I thought, oh my God, just you put your whole heart and soul into everything,
thank
your
you.
Music, and just even when you're performing.
Well, I was probably out of my mind then. But,
yeah.
No, I'm
just
kidding.
No, I don't. No,
probably not.
I think maybe. So. It was a couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple. Well, it's been 4 years now. I've been
sober.
Yeah,
I think it was recently.
But yeah, so it's you know, and it's funny. We were, you know, I have this theory on Trump, and I know you guys are going to do the political thing, but you know, as a drug addict, you know, you're always chasing this dopamine, and I think, and really, and I'm not being flippant about it, but I think that Trump as a person is a drug addict, really, and he's a drug addict because anger is a great dopamine source. Mm. And
right.
chaos and all that, and he feeds off that, and really, and he's like, really, he has the behavior, the unhinged behavior that I know so well firsthand. So he's really like, it's a sickness. Mm-hmm. It really is it's a sickness, and I think he exhibits every behavior of a drug addict.
Well, being erratic, and by the way, to be clear, what you're saying is that he's addicted to the anger, the rage,
and the dopamine,
and the reactions.
Because there
are studies about people having those levels that are off, and so you chase something in order to maintain that sort of high.
Yeah,
whatever.
Every morning he gets up and is like, I need my fix.
Right. You know. Hence the 3 a.m. tweets.
Yeah, right.
And it's interesting that you say you don't regret anything, because I try to live that way too. And a friend of mine said something that when my son was born and he had some real medical issues that I thought was my fault. And she goes, look, what if it was? She goes, regret is a wasted emotion.
Yep.
And that's something I go to a lot, because, okay, it maybe, but so what? What are you going to, it's not what you've done, it's what you're going to do. I think it's always important to think of.
Yeah, it's how you define those things that happen in your life. Really, you know.
It is. And as Andrea mentioned, your passion, there's also, your passion also comes through with this like ease. I can't explain it. Like, it's just sort of like, it just seems to, you exude
real.
It.
Yeah, very real.
The uncomfortability I've lived with for so long that I make it look easy.
Oh, so was that, do you think that part of that was,
I don't know.
Was having to act as though there wasn't,
everything was fine. Yeah. Sure.
Oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense then too. Performers are that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're welcome to hang out for the, we don't get too much, and we try to keep it light when we do. We call it Freak Out Friday. Friday, only because I don't talk about the politics for the most part all week. I save it for Friday, and by Friday I'm like, oh my god,
right it's like an explosion.
But Everybody. And
if we did it every day, we can't keep up, right? Otherwise we become somebody who is addicted to that trigger,
then it just becomes too outrageous. The outrageous isn't even outrageous anymore,
and you can see it too on Facebook. People are the arguing, the vitriol, just a form of, really everybody's on the spectrum on some level of addiction, whether it's mobile devices or Facebook or social media, whatever, porn, food, whatever, everybody's
food
on
porn.
Yeah.
Ellie, we never.
Food porn.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of that on Instagram.
Yeah. It never occurred to me to combine porn and food. There's my new addiction.
So watch out for that channel. There's a lot of syrup. There's so much syrup involved. Well, I don't see a lot of people arguing on Facebook, do you, Ellie? Especially not on my feed.
No.
It's always very
calm
online.
Everyone gets along. So
In some cases, it down.
In some cases, people just have nice conversations with themselves on your page.
Yes, that's the weirdest thing I've been noticing, is that people start having conversations with themselves that, like, nobody's disagreeing with them.
Right.
Or maybe there's like a phantom voice that they're hearing. I don't know. But the big one this week was the woman in Call of Force, Mia Izziari, who was approached and harassed by Tim Tribus. And he, so I did, or I wasn't kidding when I said I ordered a bunch of Latino, like I'm half Mexican and half Irish.
Yeah.
So I bought a bunch of things about my, I was very excited about my Illinois state map with the Chicago flag and the Mexican flag. And then I also have my Irish hat. And so I was like, I got everything. Come on, somebody, come at me. Let's do this. Yeah, let's bring that on. We are hanging out with Michael McDermott in the Allstate Showcase studio. He is performing at Burgerfest in Roscoe Village tomorrow night, performing at 5 p.m. You can also find more about Michael at michael-mcdermott.com. Of course, look for his music on Spotify and Apple. He's got his new album out, which is called
Out From Under.
And we want to hear some more. Will you hang out with us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. More with our guests when we come back. We'll bring in Eric Elk and Kenji Kubowski. I think Dave Lundy wanted to call in. They've been waiting to talk all day, Andrea. They're like, we got to talk about this stuff.
Right.
It is the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. More in a moment on 720 WGN.